The shooting death of Andy Lopez in October of 2013 didn't immediately capture the attention of Sebastopol documentary filmmaker Ron Rogers, but after a few months, the response of the neighborhood and county leaders did.
It struck me as a pretty shocking thing when you hear about a 13-year-old boy being shot to death by a deputy sheriff, and I started doing a little bit of research. It became more compelling the more I looked into it. So now I've been working for 2.5 years pretty much full-time on this, putting together a film, not to focus on the shooting itself necessarily, but to talk about the impact of the shooting on the community, which has been significant.
Individual responses to Andy's death were immediate and generally fixed in their attitudes. Yet, in spite of that, Rogers has observed some notable and encouraging changes taking place.
When we interviewed Sheriff Freitas, he said that some people decided right away that the shooting was bad, and some people decided right away that the shooting was okay. And I haven't seen a whole lot of movement in people's overall opinions on the shooting and on the other issues. But what I have seen is some movement with the Roseland annexation, with the Sheriff's County Auditor, Jerry Threat, things such as that. There has been some movement. It depends on who you talk to.
And especially the new Moreland Neighborhood Park.
Andy's Unity Park has been important to the family and the activists. They're there on the anniversary of his shooting. They're there on his birthdays. It's a place where they meet and they have potlucks and they support each other. And so it's been important from day one, and I think it will continue to be important.
Now, with the third anniversary of Andy's death 3 months past, Rogers is ready to begin putting all the pieces he has gathered together.
We've got over 40 interviews, in-depth interviews. We've got a lot of research. We've got archival footage, photographs, all kinds of materials going back 3 years. We've got a wealth of information, but we need a top-level professional editor to come in and shape this so that it is the project that it really deserves. We don't want it to be just another movie about a shooting. It's really more about how a community reacts to a controversy and whether they're able to come together.
To do that, Rogers is seeking the services of an experienced professional editor to assemble and sequence the film into a final form, ready for festival showings and possibly even broadcast on public television. Hiring such a person is expected to cost $10,000 to $12,000, money Rogers is now trying to raise. But he sees this final stage as crucial to realizing his vision and the message he wants to communicate.
The key is showing personal stories, how people on a human level are dealing with this tragedy and their efforts to try to make the world a better place. That's the interesting part of this, not the details of what happened in the shooting. Luckily, on all sides, people have been pretty open about how they reacted to this incredible thing and what they're attempting to do to try to make anything positive out of this.
Rogers has prepared a 3-minute trailer for the film. The working title is simply Andy. It will get its premier public showing at a fundraising event on Sunday afternoon in Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.